Talking books in this hour of the show, we're going to hear from James Runcie in a bit. He's written the Grantchester series. His third book is out. I've been chatting to him because he's in the county in Woodbridge on Wednesday night, and we'll make sure you know exactly how you can go about going to that event. But it's been organised by Browsers Bookshop from Woodbridge. Catherine Lana is on the phone to us now. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
He's lovely, isn't he?
He is. He's very charming, yes.
Yeah, you're going to have a lovely evening, well worth booking tickets for. So we'll make sure we give all those details. But first of all, you've picked me a couple of good reads, some other books as well that we could read. What have you come up with?
Well, the title I've chosen for adults is one that I wouldn't normally have selected. It's called Station 11, and it's by somebody called Emily St. John Mandel. And I selected it as a book group title. We run a monthly book group in Browsers, and I try to do things that are a little bit different, keep us on our toes. So I thought I'd try one that I didn't initially think would appeal to me, being brave about it. But it has received a lot of attention, this book. The reason I wasn't keen on reading it was that I understood that it was a bit of a science fiction book. But actually, it's not really classed in that genre. It's more sort of post-apocalyptic, which sounds a bit grim, or what they also call them these days, which is called an imagined future book, which actually sounds more intriguing. So it's set in Canada, but the population of the world as a whole is being wiped out through a highly contagious and deadly flu pandemic. So within a few days of being identified, this flu epidemic brings the world to a halt. People have died, and only 1% of the population is still alive. So when they emerge from their self-enforced incarceration in tower block flats and whatnot, they have to endure years and years of walking the land and experiencing what's left of civilization. So it sounds pretty grim, and that's why it wouldn't normally be my sort of book. But it is different from other books of this genre, because it's not without hope. So we meet a lot of characters in year 20, so it's after the global collapse when the worst is over and the survivors have banded together into isolated settlements. And there's also a travelling group of players who've sprung up, and they perform music and plays from Shakespeare. They've actually taken their motto from Star Trek, where survival is insufficient. And then through them, the novel explores how art can help bolster our impressions of the world and help us work through difficulties and solitude. So usually apocalypse novels focus on the horror or dystopia, but this novel flips back and forth. You've got the time before the pandemic and afterwards, and so it doesn't leave us wallowing in this grim society for too long. And it's also much more. It investigates community and resourcefulness. There's memory and loss, nostalgia and yearning. One character says, "The more you remember, the more you've lost," which is quite something to consider.
It's quite profound,
really.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating book, and it really does stay with you long afterwards. We had a brilliant discussion at the book group meeting, but I found that people who couldn't come along to that meeting were having conversations about the book in the street, which is fantastic. And it's something that everyone wanted to explore. There was so much to consider. Would this have happened? Would that have happened? How do you think you would have reacted if you'd been a survivor? And what would you have contributed to building the new society? So it was really thought-provoking, and there's great characterisation as well, and a really good plot, so it's a real page-turner, and it didn't leave you glum and despondent, but I'd argue very challenged and thoughtful. So it's a good book.
And that's exactly why, from my point of view, it's good to get a good read, because there are books that I may never automatically pick off the bookshelf. And it's the same for book groups, isn't it? So this has got you to read something you wouldn't have necessarily picked up. And look at all those books you normally read.
Yes, that's right. But it is so nice getting everybody's different perspective as well, because some people would have chosen that book, and so they give a completely different insight, because they can infuse it with their understanding of the genre generally. So they had so much more to bring as well. So it's a great book, and it was a good discussion book. So I recommend it to all other book groups as well.
Okay, so Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel.